Let's get back to it here on a Monday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Eagles' win over the Rams. Eagles improved to 3-0. Rams suffer their first defeat of the season in pretty dramatic fashion, mind you, which, hey, Jordan Davis, you deserve a fruit basket or a drink or whatever the hell you want. I got you, big fella. I got you, because that man ran us to the window, which was amazing yesterday afternoon. So Nick will talk about that game as well as all of the other crazy results that we saw in the National Football League. But first, before we continue on, I want to remind everyone once again, please, all the real ones out there, hit us up on YouTube. Go to the YouTube chat and drop your favorite bet for tonight's Monday Night Football game between the Lions and the Ravens. Could be side, total, or a prop. Please include the rationale, and we will give you a tip of the cap later on during the program. Got to do it on YouTube, though. So at the BetMGM Network over on YouTube is where you can find it. No Twitch, not on Twitter. Don't hit me up on the IG DMs, and even if you do, I wouldn't be able to find it until like tomorrow because I'm never on there. But like, go to YouTube, let us know, go to the chat, and we will give you a shout out later on in the program. Before we get to tonight's Monday Night Football game, I wanted to pass this news along as it pertains to a game later on this weekend between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. Excuse me. Right now, just a report came out a couple of moments ago that Jaden Daniels is considered day-to-day with his knee injury. Of course, Daniels did not play yesterday in a game where my Las Vegas Raiders once again got embarrassed. We will get to that in this segment. Oh, by the way, we will get to that game. But the Commanders get the dub. Jaden Daniels listed as day-to-day. They might not need to rush him back because, you know, that win buys them a little bit of time sitting there at 2-1. And whether it's Mariota or Daniels, they might be a favorite on the road in Atlanta. You know, it's like Michael Penix Jr. didn't look that great yesterday. So I just wanted to pass that news along for Jaden Daniels in this upcoming game against the Falcons on Sunday. All right, let's talk Monday Night Football because we have a banger of a Monday Night Football game tonight between the Lions and the Ravens over at BetMGM. Baltimore, 4.5-point favorites, total sitting at 53.5. And I've seen at a decent amount of sportsbooks, we've gone up to 54. And it looks like we've gone up to 54 at BetMGM. So money coming in on the over. As for the injury front, before we get into how people are betting the game, a few injuries on both sides of this equation here. For the Detroit Lions, their offensive tackle, Taylor Decker, is dealing with a shoulder injury. He's listed as questionable. I think the expectation is that he's going to play in the game. Was DNP on Thursday, practice in full on Friday, DNP on Saturday. So we will wait for the inactives to come out before we get information on Taylor Decker. Their edge rusher, Marcus Davenport, he's already been ruled out with a chest injury. Kirby Joseph, their stud safety, he is listed as questionable with a knee injury. As for the Baltimore Ravens, a few guys who are key contributors are out for the Ravens. The first one, their defensive tackle, Nnamdi Madubuike, dealing with a neck injury, was ruled out. Talking to a lot of people out there in Baltimore, listening to what they're saying, this might be a long-term injury for Madubuike. So just kind of keep that in mind. One of the best interior defensive linemen in the National Football League out tonight and maybe for the foreseeable future for that Ravens defense. Also on the defensive side of the ball, Kyle Van Noy. Hamstring injury. He is ruled out of tonight's game. So no Kyle Van Noy, who led the Ravens in sacks last year, mind you. He will not be playing against the Lions. As you see, the total has gone up quite a bit. And of course, the injury from training camp, Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely still nursing that foot injury. Maybe next week against Kansas City this upcoming Sunday, he'll be able to go, but he's not going to play tonight against the Detroit Lions. He's been ruled out, as has been the case through the first couple of games this season. As for what everyone is betting with tonight's game, 61% of the bets and 74% of the handle is on the Ravens laying the 4.5. 72% of bets and 84% of the handle is on over 53.5, and that continues to climb with all that money on the over. 71% of the bets are on the Lions money line plus 195. Okay, restore the roar. I see you, Motor City Kitties. But 53% of the handle is on Ravens money line at minus 235, which makes sense. I got to lay a lot of money, 235 to win 100. So 53% of the handle is on the favorite to get it done. As for the popular player props, fifth most popular, Zay Flowers over half a rushing yard. Interesting. Fourth most popular, Jahmyr Gibbs over 24.5 receiving yards. Third most popular, Jared Goff over 34.5 passing attempts. second most popular, DeAndre Hopkins, over 1.5 receptions, and the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Rashad Bateman, under 2.5 receptions. As for the most bet anytime touchdown score, it's my favorite player, Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, plus 130. As for me with this game, I'm not going to bet the side. I think that's just right. Do I really want to get involved with the total? Like, the totals haven't been fun, man. NFL totals aren't great. Over in the Cowboys game, this should go well. Over in the Cowboys game in the opener, this should go well. How about the Eagles Rams under 45.5, closes 44.5. The game was a dead over from Jump Street. These totals have not been a friend to your boy. So my lean would be to the under if we get to like 54.5. But like, it's a small bet if I ever get there. We'll of course have Femi's Island with the first TD scorer bets as we try to get on the board. We have not gotten a winner yet with the first TD scorer bets. Hopefully tonight is the night. I feel really good about the selections. But yeah, if it gets to 54.5, it'll be like a small bet on the under just to sweat the game. But I think this market's just right. High scoring game, Baltimore favored by about as many points as they should be. Not a whole lot to do here. Hope everybody just enjoys the internet and enjoys the entertainment and the content, because I think it will be a fun game tonight with the Ravens and the Lions. All right, let's get back to what we saw yesterday in the National Football League with our NFL quick hits in the final six-ish minutes that we have here in this segment. Have to get to the Steelers-Patriots game. You know, some games you just... That's all you can do. It's just kind of just let out a deep breath and you know what? We'll move on to the next. Pittsburgh beats New England 21-14. I love New England all week long. Patriots on the money line plus 110. I felt the wrong team was favored while watching the game. The wrong team was definitely favored. But guess what? It didn't matter because Mike Tomlin and his dark voodoo magic once again is able to get a victory where his team had no business winning. The New England Patriots, for those who might not have been watching, New England Patriots outgained the Pittsburgh Steelers by more than 100 yards, 369 to 203. Yards per play, 5.2 to 4.1. Passing yards, 250 to 139. Rushing yards, 119 to 64. They turned the ball over five times. Four of them fumbles. And the one interception, tipped ball in the red zone, in the end zone for that matter, when New England was going in to score. Like, they turned it over with a tipped interception in the end zone. Ramondre Stevenson fumbled going into the end zone. Like, what the hell was that game? Honestly, that's the kind of game that puts you on tilt. Like, the Patriots vomited the game away. And I will take all credit away from Pittsburgh. You know how most people say, I don't want to take credit away? Nah, I'm taking all the credit away. They deserve no credit for getting that win. New England blew it. And I cannot believe that's how that unfolded. I loved them in the game, and it played out exactly how I thought it would, and it didn't matter. And the Steelers are 2-1, and the Patriots are now sitting here at 1-2, and I just cannot believe that they blew that game. In the same window, mind you, Jacksonville and Houston. The Jaguars win it 17-10. I loved Houston all week long, like New England, plus 110 on the money line. Love that bet. And in fact, in the interest of transparency, because on Friday's show, I talked about the Madman Survivor and how I was going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. I saw it Saturday, Xavier Worthy ruled out, was not going to play in the game. And also the Chiefs with the holiday considerations, Thanksgiving against the Cowboys, Christmas against the Broncos. I said, you know what? I'm just going to pivot. I'm going to go with Houston because I feel that good about the Texans in this game. So the Madman Survivor entry is done. That has been a loser. Still got the other one. We got the YBYB entry. My wife has an entry as well. Both went with the Bills on Thursday night. So it was like a no sweat. But I was sweating Houston, wanting the Texans to win the game. Of course, Houston, you know, they're going to outgain Jacksonville because that's how these things typically go. You know, you're going to win the box score, but not actually win the game. Jacksonville outgained them by 20 yards. But the turnovers were the real difference. Three turnovers for the Texans. The biggest one being that Nico Collins fumble with the game tied at 10. Houston just entering the red zone. Boop. Nico Collins, best offensive player on the team. Here you go, Jacksonville. How about you take the ball? Next series, Brian Thomas Jr., who couldn't catch a cold in Alaska All of a sudden, he's now streaking down the field with the ball. Jacksonville ends up scoring. They win. But oh, by the way, Houston with a chance to tie the game going down the field. Perhaps we can go to overtime. Nope. Offensive line can't hold up. They hit CJ Stroud's hand while he's throwing the football. Lands into the arms of a Jaguars defender. Game over. Houston season over. I don't think they're coming out of this 0-3 hole. That offense can't function. And for Jacksonville, I'll just say this. Your days are numbered because that team sucks. They're not good. I don't give a damn what their record says. They're not good. Congrats on the Indianapolis Colts for winning the division. Which takes me to that game. Colts over the Titans. Colts win it 41-20. I mean, I got to put my hand up. Dead wrong about Indianapolis this year. Through 3 weeks, got to move off of the priors. I was dead wrong. That team is awesome. Steichen has them cooking. Like, they've punted once in their three games. Fewest by any team to start a season since at least 1940. I saw that stat being shared all throughout yesterday. Like, that team is awesome. The defense is just good enough. They got some talent. Lou Anarumo's got them playing pretty well. And offense, it's like 450 yards every game. It's 7 yards per play every game. Jonathan Taylor, the guy we talked about last Wednesday to win Offensive Player of the Year, he is now the favorite. Like, everything is working, and Daniel Jones looks as good as he's ever looked in his career. I think the Colts actually waltz to winning the division. The other three teams, so unserious. I think Indy's going to get it done. The Washington Commanders and the Las Vegas Raiders. Are we panicked about my Raiders? Well, they lost 41-24 after getting embarrassed by the Chargers earlier in the week. I'm not officially on panic mode, but we're getting close. If they don't win on Sunday against Chicago, I will be in a full-blown panic about the Raiders. Their offensive line cannot block. Genty feels like he gets hit the minute he gets the football. It's all bad right now for the Silver and Black, but it's only 1-2. They could go 2-2, and all of a sudden, all right, hey, still got some season left over, but it's getting to be a little bit early. Is it what I say? It's getting late early? It's getting late early for the Las Vegas Raiders. And finally, the Atlanta Falcons. How do you get shut out by the Carolina Panthers? What was that from Michael Penix Jr.? God-awful interceptions, just a horrendous performance. And luckily for us on YBYB, knocked some people out of Survivor. So that was great. But overall, a bad performance by the Atlanta Falcons. All right, on the other side, we'll hear Nick's thoughts on the wild finish in the city of brotherly love that saw the Eagles come from behind to beat the Los Angeles Rams.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.